such a hard parsha, such a tragic parsha. Uplifting. There are so many reasons why the parsha ends with Mitzvah Tzitzis, and they relate to how the parsha begins, the Meraglim. Even in this piece of the Sasemis, though he doesn't deal with it directly, there is a path to understanding and appreciating the parsha Tzitzis. We're going to studying from the Sfat Emes Parsha Shlach, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, the first of his commentaries on Parsha Shlach, and these editions of the Sfat Emes, page 111. There are so many questions to be asked about Meraglim. The single biggest question is, how could such great people go so wrong so quickly, and then therefore the entire Dor HaMidbar is condemned to not enter Eretz Yisrael? How so much went so wrong so quickly? And because of that, because it went so wrong so quickly, we have to wonder, then why did Hashem himself send the Meraglim? It's true that in Parshas Shlach we see Hashem commanding that the Meraglim be sent. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you want to, then you shall. But it doesn't quite say it that way. It says, Shlach Lechom. Shlach Lechom means sent. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded. It was conceivable. Shlach Lechom means you should do the sending, or it should be on your terms. But Shlach means send. It doesn't mean if you want to, you will send. Shlach Lechom means send. Nope. Now that Bnei Yisrael want it, Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says, well, you have to give in and let it be sent. Let them be sent, because otherwise they'll say, what are you hiding? And the mashal in the Medrash is, somebody has the most beautiful shidduch for his son and says, this is the girl you're going to marry. And he says, well, let me see first. Let me meet. Let me examine. Let me have the chance to make my decision. And then the father says, what choice do I have? If I don't let you, then you'll say that I'm doing something that's really not in your best interest. As a result, the father says, you know what? Your son instead. I'll have this young bride for your son, but not for you. So that's the idea. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just acquiesce, but he said, Shlach Lecha, that they shall be sent. And the question is why? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevail upon Moshe and say, it's a disaster, you can't do it? Was there yet Bechira at that point? Certainly. Certainly the Meraglim could have done it right if they would have wanted to. And what the Sasenis is going to say is that's exactly why Shlichus is important and why they were sent. He'll explain. The Medrash, and it's quoted at length here on the bottom of the footnotes, Medrash compares the Meraglim of Moshe to the Meraglim of Yehoshua. And Yehoshua sends Meraglim. They were Kalev and Pinchas to Yericho. They do a fantastic job. They do everything right. And here the Meraglim, except for Kalev and Yehoshua, get it all wrong. And the Medrash states, point blank, that those who are going with Mesiris Nefesh, and the way that the Meraglim of Yehoshua went to Yericho was with great Mesiris Nefesh, as the Medrash explains, and as the Sasemis will explain. When the Shliach does his Shlichus with tremendous devotion and dedication, and with a purist attitude, l'shem shemayim, the shliach succeeds. Which means that something about why these meraglim, here our meraglim in Parashat Shlach, why they chose to go, was even after they were commanded, but it was for their own reasons. It was still not because Hashem said, oh good, yes, go. Or better, you are commanded, now go. But they went for their own reasons, and that's why they did not succeed. Let's see it inside. The Mezhar says, Shlichei mitzvah she'noisnin nafshom b'shlichusam. The great Meraglim of Yehoshua, Kalev and Pinchas, succeeded because they gave up their nefashos, meaning they gave it their all. They put aside any of their own interests and said, we are entirely dedicated to this shlichus, to the city of Yericho. Daniel Rizikni Mari Rebbe, the Chedush Yerim, Rogil Leimar, he used to commonly say, Ki gam Adam Hamakayim mitzvahs boiroi. Anybody, all of us, every one of us, when we fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day, all kinds of mitzvahs, just living a correct life, we're doing mitzvahs, we're doing ma'asim tovim, we're sanctifying life itself, and we're sanctifying what we touch, what we involve ourselves with, what we interact with. In the most mundane ways, we interact with the most mundane matters and in the most mundane pursuits, and we uplift them. Because we are nishtalach b'olam hazeh, we are sent into this world. We're all shluchim. Kedei lasos ritzoino yisparach, to do the will of Hashem. Therefore, nikro shlichei mitzvah bevadai. All of us are shlichei mitzvah. Now this is based on a Medrash Rabbah, the first Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra Rabbah. On the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, Baruch Hashem Malachov, Gibarech Reach Oisei Devaroi, the Shmoyah Bekol Devaroi, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvaov. So the Medrash remarks that it says not Kol Malachov, it says Baruch Hashem Malachov. Bless you, all of you. We should all bless Hashem. Malachov. His malachim, Gibor Ekoyach, Oisid Vorek. And then, Baruch Hu Hashem, Kol Tzva'ov. Notice, when it says Tzva'ov, Hashem's hosts, it says Kol. So you have, in one instance it says Kol, by Malachov it does not. And why do you have both Malachov and Tzva'ov? Says the Medrash, Ha Eino Medaber Ela B'tachtonim. When it says, Baruch Hu Hashem, Malachov, Gibor Ekoyach, Oisid Vorek, those malachim, it means messengers, people, gibor rekayach, who bring up and conjure up great efforts and great force of energy to do the will of Hashem. It means people here. And then when it says kol tzvaav, it means the malachim, and that's why it says kol tzvaav, because the malachim do their job. They all do all of what they have to do perfectly. Malachov. Not everybody, the Medrash says. Because Al Yidei She'einam Yecholim Lamoid B'Tafkidov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not everybody can stand up, rise up to do exactly what their job is, as Hashem sent them to do that job. So therefore it says Malachov V'Loi Chol Malach. So that is the basis for this idea. We're all sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. We're all messengers. We're messengers to do Hashem's will, to do His shlichus. And now, why bring this up here? And why does the Medrash emphasize that you have to do it right, which means you have to know you're a shliach, and do whatever you do with the purest heart, l'shem shemayim, and l'shem shemayim means no self-interest whatsoever. None. Which, as we'll see, is not so easy. There are all kinds of ideas that we have, and goals which we have, spiritually righteous ideas. But that's not pure. That's not the nefesh, that's the purest nefesh, doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he'll explain. The Kashel HaMedrash, Ma tzivui hashlichus. Why did Hashem ultimately command shlach lecha, do send? As we know, that it was not something Hashem really wanted. The way to save the miracle from getting it all wrong was for them to indeed be commanded, and now that they're commanded, give up on whatever they had in mind, give up on whatever reasons, goals, whatever it was that had driven them to say, let's send Mirazim, let's see what the land is like, and how can we or can't we, and in what way can we conquer it, when, how, if. Forget about all that. Leave that off. Get rid of it. Untether yourself from all of your ideas of why you should become a spy and what you should do when you are a spy. Forget about it. Now, adopt that which is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now go. The way you wanted to go and why you wanted to go, certainly, all for the wrong reasons. Okay. Now comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, go. At that point, the Meraglim needed to say, okay, we'll go. But we're going to go on Hashem's terms. Not on our terms. On Hashem's terms. Now that we are commanded, it's a completely different shlichus.
It wasn't possible. Hashem said, why is it all?
Because Baruch Hu wants them to go at this point so that they can see all of the promise, all of the future, all of the possible blessings, and see all the good, and also, yes, to say, as they come back, tremendous blessings, tremendous possibilities. A lot of tumma, we have to overcome all of that tumma. But because we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, of course we can do it. Not to go, can we do it? Maybe to go and find out, how do we do it? What are those challenges, spiritual challenges, that are there? The land of Eretz Canaan was, as the Torah attests to it, it was just like Mitzrayim was, a terribly unholy place. So was Canaan. That's why the Torah says, "Kimay Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Shom." You know, don't do Roisas. And like the people in Canaan, don't do like them. That's the whole discussion. The Maral deals with it extensively. Why it is that we have to come from a place that was so wrong and then establish and create the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in a place that also had, prior to our arrival, been so unholy. But the idea was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was, go! Now it's a mitzvah. Now it's a mitzvah to see how to conquer the land. What's the best way? Go! This reconnaissance mission is now blessed. But don't go with your ideas in mind. Don't even go with the same ideas, but because you want it. Go because I said so. Oh, that's a completely different story.
Does the Rashi say that there was a different mindset that perhaps if Moshe and Hashem agreed that they should go, then they would realize there's nothing to go for.
Right, but now that didn't work, and they're saying again, Rashi says that if they would have been told, you know, you really don't have to go, you shouldn't go, they would have said, must be hiding something, right? But now that the brother says go, what they're supposed to have done at that point was they were supposed to have said, you know, wow, because brother wants us to go, well, let's go. Let's see all the greatness of the land. Let's see how we're going to conquer it. Let's see exactly which ways to go. But all because Hashem is sending me. Not because I need to know. Not because I'm nervous. Not because I need to know because militarily I have to plan. And I'm worried about myself and my family and my soldiers. No. I'm going because Hashem sent us.
The Zalman said, when you get from Hashem, it's so far that he wanted the mission to be successful. The way they make it successful is by making it to the facility, and then they'll go through right at it, so they'll put their stuff
there. Raki Haisa Eitzo. The Eitzo Lehinotze. The way to save yourselves from all the foolish worries, concerns, nervousness, from all of the lack of faith, is Al-Yedei Shehashem Yisbarach also Mizeh Mitzvah. Once he says, no, do it, it's a mitzvah to do it. V'hoyah Lehem Lelech. Now, the reasons, propelling them, pushing them to go. The whole attitude, the whole sense of things with which they're supposed to now do their shlichus is, this is a mitzvah. If they would have gone saying, we're going not because we want to. We gave that up already. I forgot about that. Now we're going because Hashem wants us to go. They would have succeeded. Tremendous idea. It makes a lot of sense. Because how can a shliach, if he does the shlichus of Hashem, how can he fail? Unless his motives are not Hashem's motives. They still went with their original motives in mind. And not because Hashem said go. They went for their purpose. They went for the, right. They needed to go. At that point, they needed to say, oh, forget about all of our preconceived notions of why to go, how to go. It's a mitzvah. And then they would have been okay. Afki haya ritzainam, let's continue. Afki haya ritzainam me absalom l'shlech m'razim. Though, of course, initially, that's what they wanted, because, you know, it's going to be an army and conquering nations, and we need to know how, and in what way, and from which point we should attack, and what we should do. That was initially why they wanted to go. But mikol makom ata, but now, shehayel hem tzivui me'Hashem yisbaruch. Now that it's commanded by Hashem, hayu tzrichim limsor ulevatel ritzonam, they should have given up all of their earlier reasons of why we're going to do what we're going to do, and completely negate that. Lasos only, rak. And they would have been saved, they would have been, everything would have been fine. It makes a lot of sense. That if you would just say, so we're going because Hashem wants us to go. Not because I want to go, because I have my concerns, or because I have my plans of how we're going to conquer the land. No. We're doing it l'shem Shemayim. Then they wouldn't have come back and said what they said. Because their whole attitude would have been, and their whole sense of what they're doing, the sense of their mission, would have been completely different. And that way, it would have been a good thing. So that's why Hashem commanded it. Hashem commanded it because Hashem still was giving them the choice. You have the choice not just what you're going to say, but with what attitude are you going to go. With what? Who are you going for? And then, yeah, you're going for me. And go with an attitude of going because I've told you to go. And whatever you do, and however you look at what you see, you're now going to look at it through a different prism, through completely different spectacles. Everything they see in Eretz Yisrael will now be as a Shliach Hashem. Not because I want to see, I want to know, I need to know, I'm worried, I have to plan. No! None of that! I'm going because Hashem told me to go and report back what I see.
Did anyone question the selection process? You just had in the Parsha Purim a full list of all the museums, including Nasha and Amin. All these children were different.
They are, yeah.
But that's why, obviously, there's another short phrase. But there's another short question. Moshe knew that something could go wrong because he remained sure. He said, Sassi could go right.
Huh?
I'm better. Yeah. So how can he send you this creation?
Kadosh Baruch
Hu is doing.
Again, a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, send them.
It means
that there is a possibility for them to get it right. It means there was a possibility that if they would have just said what the Sfasemis is saying is that they still have Bechir. They had the choice not just to see it correctly. Again, the whole emphasis of this piece is not just to see correctly and report correctly and judge correctly what they see. No. To go with the right disposition. To go for the right reason. That's the point of the Medrash. That's how a shliach of Hashem lives his life. Ubayfin zehu yatev shlichus, zehu shekasuf, And it's a fascinating thing. That's why it says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Why doesn't it just say Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Shlach Lecha Anoshim? What was the lemor? What is it that Moshe should say over? What is it that he should repeat? What's the lemor? Says the Sfas Sheyedu, tell them, Shehutzinu Yashem Yisparach, Kenizka or Kenichtiv Leel. Tell them, because that should change their attitude. Now they're going for a whole different reason. It's nothing to do with them, what they want, what they're worried about, what they think they need to know about Eretz Yisrael or about how to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Now they're going because Hashem said, go. Different shlichus. Zeru shekosu lemor, sheyedu shehu tzivui Hashem yisbarach. V'chein b'chol mitzvah. Im ha'odam mevatel be'emes kol ritzoyna. Everything we do, we should do with our complete self-negation. Nothing is being done because of I want to become not even, I want to be a good Jew. Or it's right. Because I think, and I understand what the time of the mitzvah is. No. It's because this is the Ritzon HaBayra. That is the highest, deepest, and most profound, true shliach to his mission. The shliach who's true to his mission does nothing but for the fact that Hashem sent me. Nothing else. Everything else is subtext. Oh yeah, why are you sending me? Why this is a mitzvah? Why it accomplishes the little bit about those things that I could understand? Okay. Icing on the cake. Maybe. But the right way to do everything in life, afloy lives comes from adreidois, not to be zoiche, to I should be holy, I should have olam haba, I should be a tzaddik, I should be nothing. Chalila. Not even because I want to be a good Jew. Just because I have to say Kriyat Shema, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'dibar Tzavon. So because it says V'dibar Tzavon, so I have to say Shema. Shkir Shema Shal Arvus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'dibar Tzavon. And there's a mitzvah to daven, according to many Rishayim, once a day, V'chol HaPochus. It's Menat Torah. Not because I want to be a holy Jew, or I want to be close to Hashem, or I want to ask Hashem for me. Certainly not because I want to ask Him, or I believe in Him, so I ask what I need. Those might be only true, but because it's a mitzvah to serve Him. That's it. Nothing else.
Very difficult to be Ev. And
your
Ev is
a real Ev.
A real Ev. Real people. What you're talking about, talk to somebody else. We not slaves.
So when this right,
free Jews.
Free Jews are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ano avdo dekutcha v'richu. That's it. One of my favorite songs, right? Nikra shenoise nafshe v'hashlich. Now, this is an interesting interpretation, but it makes sense, and it's pshat. It's pshat. It's pshat in the medrash with which he began. That's called giving your nefesh over to your mission. You have a mission, and none of it is pushed forward by any self-interest, not even spiritual self-interest, whatsoever. I mean, this is very deep. It's very deep and very profound. When you think about it, it's very true. That ultimately, we're not here for anything else but to do the Ritzon Hashem. When doing the Ritzon Hashem, there are wonderful results. All kinds of good things can happen. That's not why we do them. Ki in mitzaret chefzo, once there's a little bit of zich, as we say in Yiddish, once there's a little bit of me, ein yoshliach. That's the famous Dvar Torah, you know, on Anochi Omed, where Moshe Rabbeinu, the second Luchos, describes Anochi Omed, I stand between, you know, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the words of the Torah that the Jewish people heard. So they say Anochi Omed means that if there's an Anochi, that stands in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Jewish people doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because it's supposed to be without any zich, without any personal self-interest whatsoever. Because that was your custom for Shlicha Yehoshua. That's why those who were sent by Yeshua are called Cheresh. They were called by the Navi Cheresh, meaning something that's silent, right? Because they're going surreptitiously, not to be found out. But why does that have to be said? After all, obviously, if they're going as spies, it's Cheresh. So the Gemara says, She'asu Atzman, Chazal say, She'asu Atzman, Kadarin. They were like potters, people selling simple pottery. They dressed up and made believe they were selling earthenware products. Like they were that kind of a salesperson. So that when people looked at them, they weren't looking at someone who looked suspicious at all. But it also means they looked humble, because people who sell pottery are selling the most humble common. Remember, in those days, pottery was paper plates. V'shemati me Avimari Rizikni Shekeven Shehoku Leisha Zona, they're going to Rachav's house, Hutzuchu Levato HaHergish Shilohem V'zehu Cheresh. Cheresh means someone, lo aleinu, can't hear. Someone who's deaf. Meaning, can't hear, can't absorb, can't take in, can't be influenced. It means that the Eitz Sahara of such a person has no influence. V'zehu Shekosuv Kadorim. Shekli Cheres. Now, of course, the shin of Cheresh becomes a sin. Cheres. They were like clay cheres, they made of themselves not just salesmen of pottery, but they made of themselves people whose entire life can be compared to a simple earthenware vessel, the humblest of all kelim. Ein hachashivas rak hatashmish shabah, that it can be used. It has no value. It's made of earthenware. It's made of clay. That's why the shlichus worked. So in other words, the Chiddush Yerim, his grandfather, said, that's the way the shlichus of Yeshua, that's why Kalev and Pinchas succeeded. Because they went with that humble attitude. They went saying, what we are doing is the Ratzon Hashem. That's all. That's all we are. And that's all we have to do. And that's all we have to worry about. That's everybody's job. We are just tools in Hashem's hands. That's it. Include no self-interest whatsoever as we do our mitzvahs. Now, this same idea is mentioned on the other side of Tafrei Shlamed Beis, where the Chiddush Yerim and the Sfas Emes says, remember, based on the Chiddush Yerim, everything we do every day involves mitzvahs. A Jew gets dressed in the morning, if he wears arba kanfos, he has to put on tzitzis. He puts on shoes, we have a mitzvah to put on the right shoe before the left shoe, to have the left shoe before the right shoe. You eat, of course you make a bracha, but you eat meat, you have to have a shkita. You know, if it's a bird, if it's ofos, you have to do kisi adam. And then just to bring out, you know how many mitzvahs there are? You know, it's just plowing the field. You can't plow with the wrong animals mixed together. You can't have, you know, something mixed in how you propagate your crops. You have to separate them because of klayim. You have to take all the fruits of the trees for the first years that are arlo and not enjoy them, and not enjoy them. And on, and on, and on. Everything we do is full of mitzvahs. Why does Hashem do that? Not only for the opportunity that we can serve Him, because these items were created for holy purposes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Mother Earth, as we call her, so that Bnei Yisrael will bring out the potential for holiness to be expressed by doing the mitzvahs with that earth. And all of the mitzvahs that we do, therefore, with the material world, take all of that material world which Hashem created and lifts it up. And that's our shlichus. Our shlichus is to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, add messengers to make it all function on the highest level of expression of the Kedusha that is, his Kedusha is himself. When we do that, and realize that that's the kind of messengers we are. We are these malachov, giborei chayach, oisei devara, in all these areas, even in the most mundane pursuits in our lives. Then we are these holy shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we're doing it with that in mind, we will succeed. We'll succeed in bringing out the Kedusha in all things, and then we will also succeed in Ritz Hashem with those mundane pursuits, as we must have them, if we so need them, because Baruch Hu will help us with success in
Ritz Hashem.
One of the demons of Terrace, and why it's only coming from the inside, not the outside, is because the Terrace is like us. So we are. We were made. Others were made from
I'm the leader. If you write it today, how you speak in
life?
One. Never been out of your because from no dimension, unless you said you have to be of it.
You have to be slave.
This connotation when you don't have almost a choice to do it.